All right, picture this. We're in the Australian outback, right? Sun beating down, dust swirling, and there's a lone stockman herding cattle across this seemingly endless landscape.
Classic Aussie image.
Exactly. And here's the thing. What if those dusty trails, those stock routes, they're actually whispering a much older story?
A story that goes way beyond cattle and stockmen.
Way beyond. We're talking ancient pathways, First Nations traditions, a whole hidden history woven into the land. It's a deep dive today, folks, into Australia's stock routes and their surprising connection to, well, everything.
Well, maybe not everything, but they are far more significant than many people realize.
Okay, so starting point. For
Whoa.
anyone not totally familiar, what exactly is a stock route? Officially, I mean.
Officially, they're strips of public land designated for moving livestock, sometimes used for grazing if there's an emergency, drought, that sort of thing.
Right, so these routes, they crisscross the country?
They do. And here's where it gets interesting. Every stock route is also a road, but not every road is a stock route.
Hold on, how does that work?
Because the routes that are designated as stock routes, they often follow paths that were already there, paths that were used by First Nations people for thousands of years, actually.
Okay, so we're not just talking about like random animal tracks,
No,
but
we're talking song lines. These are pathways with incredible cultural and spiritual significance.
song lines, all right. Gotta admit, I've heard the term, but honestly, I'm a bit fuzzy on what it actually means.
Think of it this way. Imagine a map, but this map doesn't just show you the way from A to B. This map, it tells you stories. It teaches you about the land, the plants, the animals.
So more than just directions, then.
Exactly. It's about connecting to the spiritual essence of a place. Song lines hold generations of knowledge about water sources, good hunting grounds, sacred sites. It's all woven into the landscape.
So essentially, these early European settlers, they basically came across this incredible network that was already there.
That's exactly it. They saw these well-defined tracks, strategic stops, and thought, hey, this is pretty efficient. So they adapted them for their own purposes.
So that's how a lot of our modern stock routes and even some major roads, that's their origin.
In many cases, yes, it's this fascinating intersection of cultures. You could say Australia's stock routes, they represent a shared heritage.
A blend of First Nations traditions and colonial history, all in one.
Exactly. And what makes it so unique is that it's not necessarily a story of conflict or displacement, but rather an intertwining of influences.
So instead of wiping out the existing knowledge, there's this element of adaptation, maybe even a bit of respect for what was already there.
I'd say so. And that makes these routes even more valuable. They challenge us to see the landscape differently, to recognize the layers of history that are all coexisting.
It really makes you think, how many people are driving on these roads today, totally oblivious to this incredible backstory?
Right. It's this hidden history that deserves to be in the spotlight a bit more. And it's not just an Australian thing either.
Oh, you mean this idea of using established pathways?
More than that, actually, there's this concept called transhumance. It's the seasonal movement of people and livestock along traditional routes.
So, like nomadic herding.
Similar, but it's more about following specific routes, often based on seasonal changes and resource availability. And it's a practice found all over the world. In many places, these transhumance routes are actually UNESCO World Heritage listed.
Wait, are you suggesting our stock routes could be World Heritage material?
Potentially, yes. I mean, think about it. They embody not just ancient First Nations history, but also a unique form of Australian transhumance tied to our colonial past. That blend of influences, it's not something you see everywhere.
It's pretty wild to think that just a few years ago, some states were considering decommissioning stock routes.
I know it was a close call. Luckily, more people are starting to see that stock routes are much more than just paths for livestock. They're ecologically important, there's tourism potential, recreational use.
And speaking of their future, there's that big review of stock route management strategies coming up in 2025, right?
That's right. And it's a huge opportunity, a chance to shift how we think about stock routes and make sure they're protected and used appropriately.
It's like next time you see a sign for a stock route or you find yourself driving on one, you've got to remember that you're traveling through layers of history.
Literally. These aren't just roads, they're living connections to Australia's past, present, and future. They've got stories to tell, stories of ancient wisdom, resilience, shared journeys.
I love that shared journeys. So to everyone listening, this is your cue to go exploring, dive into the history of these routes, maybe even find a local song line. and learn about the stories embedded in it.
Exactly. You might be surprised at the depth of connection you feel to the land and its incredibly rich history.
That's the beauty of these deep dives, isn't it? You never know what you'll discover just beneath the surface.
And that's what makes it so exciting.
Absolutely. All right, folks, that's a wrap for today's deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring.
And keep listening.